Witch Witch by Eva Ibbotson. Read by Leslie Sharp. As soon as he was born, Mr. and Mrs. Kanker knew that their baby was not like other people's children. For one thing, he was born with a full set of teeth and would lie in his pram for hours, chewing mutton bones to shreds. For another, though he screamed with temper when they changed his nappies, his eyes never actually filled with tears. For a while, the Kankers were puzzled, but as Mr. Kanker said, there is a book about everything if you only know where to look, and he went to Todcaster Public Library and began to read. He read and he read, and what he read most about was black magic and sorcery, and how to tell from a very early age whether someone is going to be a wizard or a witch. After which he went home and broke the news to Mrs. Kanker. It was a shock, of course. No one likes to think that their baby is going to grow up to be a wizard, and a black one at that. But the Kankers were sensible people. They changed the baby's name from George to Ahriman, after a famous and very wicked Persian sorcerer, and decided that if he had to grow up to be a wizard, they would see to it that he was a good one. It wasn't easy. Todcaster, where they lived, was an ordinary town full of ordinary people. Though they encouraged little Ahriman to practice, it was embarrassing to have their bird table full of vultures, and to have to explain to their neighbours why their apple tree had turned overnight into a blackened stump. Fortunately, wizards grow up quickly. By the time he was 15, Ahriman could raise a whirlwind, and soon afterwards he decided to leave home and set up on his own. The search for a new house took many months, but at last he found Darkington Hall. It was a grey, gloomy building about 30 miles from Todcaster,